Hello everyone, welcome back. My name is Arna Sahu, host of Arna's News, where on this podcast channel, I aim to eliminate the gender gap in the STEM fields by featuring inspiring female professionals and highlighting their stories and accomplishments to further encourage girls. Today on episode 44.
You have to keep learning new things and then unlearning a few because improvements in this industry keep happening every 5 to 6 years. For example, back in the day, it was SQL databases. There was some debate about NoSQL databases, and then we have that today. And you have to make trade-offs. So yeah, in a nutshell, again, it goes back to that, you know, you need to constantly be out there looking out there for what's the latest thing and apply it.
Today on episode 44, I'm pleased to answer our guest, Karthika Purushothaman. As the Vice President of Engineering at Gander, a company that brings products to life online so brands can better engage and convert shoppers through high-quality and affordable video content. Prior to this, she was a tech lead at DoorDash and also as a tech advisor to Cambodia as part of the Tech to Empower program, a goal to empower women-based NGOs in focus countries by training them on technology tools and techniques to amplify and scale their work. She has conducted a talk to encourage students at the Harpswell Foundation to pursue a career in technology and volunteered during the tech training sessions conducted by Wake. So thank you so much, Karthika, for being here today. Before we dive into the questions, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, thank you so much. And hi, everyone. So I think Arna pretty much did that, but I'm Karthika and I currently lead engineering at Gander. And prior to this, I was an early engineer at DoorDash. And prior to that, I worked at multiple startups. I'm excited to get this started.
All right. So my first question for you is, tell us a bit about your career path.
Yeah. So I started my career as a software engineer at Oracle, but I worked on the database internals team. At Oracle, I realized that I prefer working in a fast-paced environment where I get a lot of ownership while building a product. So that's when I moved to a startup called Driver. And it was Driver's mission, which was to match cancer patients to clinical trials, that drew me to the company. My main focus for this switch was learning, and I got to work on building backend services to transfer patient data to our clinical labs. However, Driver did not have like a good business model, and unfortunately, the company could not raise beyond a Series A, and I moved to DoorDash. In 2018, DoorDash was relatively small, and we had about like 100 to 120 engineers. There, I got to work on a lot of initiatives, building products for scale, because DoorDash at that point was scaling exponentially, and also working on a lot of 0-to-1 initiatives to test product market fit. So it's like the best of both worlds, where you get to work on a lot of new things as well as existing things, but you have like an entire new problem to scale it. In 2022, after 4 years at DoorDash, I decided to work on something even smaller. And I met the CEO through a mutual friend. And from March, we started working on a part-time basis to test the working relationship. And I really liked it. So by June, I decided to move to Gander and basically start and lead the engineering team. Today, we have about 8 engineers at Gander, and I'm pretty proud of the team that we built. We have a very hustle culture, and the culture that my teammates follow is to like always go above and beyond. So yeah, that's my journey in a nutshell.
That's so exciting. I liked how you had a lot of passion in what you were doing. And when things were, you know, maybe at a lull, you went to another place that was of your interest. It's really inspiring.
Thank you.
And my next question for you is, what advice would you give someone wanting to pursue a career similar to yours? And do you have any tips to succeed?
Yeah. So the first advice I would say is to know your priorities, like when you pursue a career in STEM. So for me, I wanted to spend a lot of my early days of my career focusing a lot on learning to get a lot of hands-on experience in software engineering. So that's why I decided to go the startup route. By priorities, I mean if you go to a startup is a sort of risky. So you might not get like the monetary benefit out of it, but you do get learning. The second advice it doesn't have to be in tech, but anywhere, is that you always have to keep growing and improving your skill set, especially in software engineering, where you have new technologies coming out every 5 years. And the third that I've learned in my career is that you need to invest a lot in relationships, especially at work. Find mentors, find colleagues either within your team or outside your organization who's always going to support you and who would show you like the different opportunities out there and how to get there.
Yeah, I liked what you said about your second one about continuing to learn, because a lot of people think that once you made it into the industry, you can just stop learning. But that's definitely a myth, because technology, as you said before, is always changing. And that's the reason why you should continue learning.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And my next question for you is, what is a common myth about your profession that you want to debunk?
Yeah, so this is a good question, and I thought about a lot. I think about computer science and software engineering in general, people think that it's a very antisocial profession where you sit on a couch and you code 24/7 and you just keep cranking out code. But in reality, it's actually a very social profession. So you do, and the best software engineers are the ones who invest again a lot in relationships. You have to work across like multiple teams, multiple organizations, and sometimes verticals as well. For example, a day-to-day life in any software engineer is working with product managers, maybe people from business operations, data scientists, engineers who are sort of complement your expertise, so that you have back-end engineers working with front-end and mobile. Yeah, so it's not an antisocial profession.
Yeah, I have my own personal take on this. Like my dad, he's a big software person, and whenever I didn't have school, I used to tag along in like his meetings, and I thought it was pretty boring because all he did was just sit at his like seat and just code, and I thought that was super antisocial and just like too boring. But in reality, now that I actually know what he does, it's a very social job. You have to talk to a lot of people. Coding
Right.
is a very abstract work, and I think it's a huge flip to what a lot of people think of.
For sure. Yeah. I had a similar take on it prior to joining, and I think when you're sort of like early and junior into the profession, you try to get siloed, but then you slowly realize like the benefits you would get being a collaborative at work.
Yeah. And if you could step into my shoes or your younger self, what would you have asked yourself that I didn't?
Yeah, this is another great question. I know it's sort of like cliche, but I think when you are trying to choose career, you have to be honest to yourself and figure out if this is something that you really like, and you're choosing this profession because this is not going to be like a marathon, a sprint. It's a marathon. So you have to and in any profession that you go to, you have to be willing to go above and beyond, and you can do that only if you really like that. I would say just internalize deeply whether this is something that you see yourself being in this industry for about 30 years or more.
Yeah, because if you choose an industry that you're not that big of a fan of, you're going to lead a pretty miserable life. So you should probably choose something that you truly enjoy. And if not, you can always cultivate that interest in another form or way. But just knowing what you truly like and being true to yourself is something that you should definitely think of.
Yep.
And my next question for you is, what are the best resources slash books that have helped you find your career path?
Yeah, so I think I often listen to podcasts, especially like Masters of Scale by Reid Hoffman. They have like a variety of topics, especially like how culture affects companies and how you build products from zero to one, the thought process, attending conferences like Grace Hopper. And one of the books that I read prior to coming to the US to pursue my master's was this book on New Digital Age by Eric Smith. So it talks a lot about debate. It debates actually technology and the depth of how much digital transformation is there.
That's cool. I liked how you had a few books that you had in mind and also a few people that you actively listened to. Yeah, that's really cool. And what do you think is a vital factor that shaped your career? What was your life before learning it? And what was your life after learning it?
Yeah, so I'm in the field of tech, and I actually liked, I joined this profession because I genuinely liked coding. This was like way back when I was in grade five. And at that point in time, we were learning Visual Basic. And I really liked, given a few ways of how you can plug and play and build logic, you could build something out of it. And that's why I decided to like pursue this career in tech. So what was my life before learning, while learning it? This was exciting, but I don't think you end learning in this domain, in this area. So you continue learning, and you'll realize that in any language or any technology, things always keep changing. And so you always have to like learn the new things and maybe unlearn something old and just apply it into whatever you're developing.
Yeah, it goes back to the previous things that we said, that technology is ever changing. And you had your passion through coding, as you said before, through Visual Basic. So that's really cool. Personally, I don't know Visual Basic, but yeah, it's just your passion for coding helped you want to learn. And as technology is always changing, as I said before, it's something that helped propel you and shaped your career path.
For sure.
And since we have some additional time, my next question for you is, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career path?
I don't want to sound like a stuck tape recorder, but then that you need to be open to the idea that you will be learning. You have to keep learning new things and then unlearning a few, because improvements in this industry keep happening every 5 to 6 years. For example, back in the day, it was SQL databases. There was some debate about NoSQL databases, and then we have that today. And you have to make trade-offs. So yeah, in a nutshell, again, it goes back to that, you need to constantly be out there looking out there for what's the latest thing and apply it.
Yeah, learning can be in several different forms. It could be through books, it could be through people. As you said before, like a mentor is really important because they can shed light on things you probably didn't know and you can learn from their experiences, blog posts, research, and just using like tools like ChatGPT. Like, I don't know if you've used it before, but you just type in a prompt and it gives you so much information. It's like chef's kiss. So, right. So many ways to continue learning, even if you don't know what to use, because they're cool tidbits. And my next question for you is basically similar to the previous ones, which is, how do you continue to learn in order to stay on top of things within your role?
Yeah. So there are books for every type of problem that you're trying to solve. There are tons of books out there. Also, if you this is specifically for tech, if you're in this area, every startup or every company publishes blogs. There are articles on how they tackle problems, how they scale services, what are the challenges that they engineers in, let's say, Google or Netflix ran into, and how they worked on that. And those become I read a lot of those blogs to stay on top of things. And sometimes, let's say at DoorDash, I might run into the same issue or I might not, but at least you are aware of the various solutions and trade-offs out there.
Regarding the books, do you have any that come up to your mind that you really like?
Yeah, this is specifically for scaling, like when it's when you have pretty heavy data, it's designing data intensive applications. So it talks about like in distributed systems, that is, as you have a lot of computers and you have to work with it, like how do you make trade-offs, why you should choose a certain pattern over the next, depending on your use case. So yeah, designing data intensive systems.
That's cool. And my last question for you is, how do you have, or do you have any quotes or mottos that you love to follow and would like to share?
Yeah, it's this value from DoorDash that I kind of always try to live by. It's dream big and start small. It's also beautifully translates to how software engineering work. You always have this big goal that you want to get to or where you want to go, but it does seem like humongous, but there are multiple smaller steps to get to it, and you have to just keep iterating as you go through that, like changing your you get some feedback if something's working, if it doesn't, you change. But yeah, eventually you need to take those baby steps to get there.
Yeah, I really liked how you got a lot of like lesson learnings from DoorDash and you apply them to your life. That's really cool.
Yeah, thank you.
And well, because we finished the interview, do you have any last words to the audience?
No, I had a great time. These were really great questions, and it was definitely thought-provoking. Like, I took some time to reflect on it, and yeah, I hope this inspires other women also to pursue a career in tech. You just have like tons of opportunities, and it's just a matter of like being passionate about this field.
Thank you for tuning into Artist News, where we aim to inspire and empower women in STEM by featuring the stories of successful female professionals in the industry. Today, we have the pleasure of hearing from Karthika Purushothaman, the Vice President of Engineering at Gander, who shared three valuable pieces of advice. 1, the importance of continuous learning and skill development. 2, the value of building relationships and finding supportive colleagues. And 3, the importance of prioritizing your goals and being honest with yourself about your career choices. Thus, that concludes episode 44. If you want to know more about how I relate to these amazing topics, then stay tuned for upcoming episodes. A free way to support this show is by leaving it a 5-star rating and a review on the player you're listening to. Let me know what you enjoy about this podcast, as it's a chance to tell me what you love about the show and helps others discover it too. Once again, thank you for finding me, and I hope we stay in touch with each other. Tito, you're listening to Arna Sahu, the host of Artist News. Toodles!